I want to highlight some of the things we talked about yesterday real quickly about Christmas. And some of the things we talked about was that the C in Christmas stands for the very fact that Christ, the Anointed One, has come. And because He came, we can celebrate with thanksgiving the salvation that is possible in God. The Word of God says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because we have Christ, we will not perish. Amen? And the second word or letter was the letter H, and that letter stood for the word healing. Jesus came to heal us, came to deliver us, came to set us free. The letter R stands for restoration. He came to make certain that everything that has been lost to us is restored to us. And because of that, we have access to the presence of God. The righteousness of God is possible because of what Jesus Christ our Lord came to do for us. The letter I stood for inheritance. The very fact that we have an inheritance in God. There is something God came to give to you that you need to receive. You have an inheritance in God. Amen? As a child of God, as a son of the Most High God, you have an inheritance. And but because you have an inheritance doesn't mean that you enjoy it. There are lots of people that have inheritances that have not possessed it or laid claim to it. You need to lay claim to the inheritance that God has for you. That inheritance includes His peace, His joy, His grace, His faithfulness, His prosperity, His favor in every area of life, and you must not deny yourself of that inheritance. And then we talked about the letter S, which stood for sonship. We are sons of the Most High God. You must remind yourself today that you're a son of the Most High God, that God loved you enough and gave birth to you. He gave birth to you, and not only did He give birth to you, He also adopted you. There are two things, you know, to be born of God, which we are, gives us that very fact. You see, when you were born, when you and I were born, we were not necessarily chosen. It happened because that's what happens. But when you get adopted, you are specifically chosen. Amen? Hallelujah. You are specifically what? Chosen. So God gave birth to us and then chose us. Hallelujah. We are born of an incorruptible seed. Praise God. We're sons of the living God and incorruptible. And then the word T stood for transformation. As sons, we are transformed. The Bible says that we need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. And because we're renewed in the spirit of our minds, transformation takes place. Praise the Lord. Transformation, that means that you have been morphed. You've been changed from one state to another. You've been transformed from living in natural, in a natural world system to a spiritual world system. Last Wednesday, we talked about the fact that for us as believers, everything is now spiritual. We don't have a dichotomy of natural and spiritual anymore. Everything that you do, from the time you got born again by the Spirit of God, became a spiritual act. Your eating is spiritual. Your clothing is spiritual. Everything about you is spiritual. Do not forget that. That's a transformation that's taking place. And then we talked about M being a message. God, in that work of transformation, turned our mess that we're in and made it a message. And not only made us a message, we became living Testament living gospel so that our life becomes a message to the world that there is a good God who loves us and loves us passionately. Amen? And then A in Christmas stands for authority. The Word of God says God has authorized us. You see, child of God, God has given you authority to live victoriously. He's given you authority over everything. He's given you dominion over everything. When Jesus Christ came, he came and he authorized you. The Word of God says, as many as believed in him, to them he gave the power, the authority to become the sons of God. Amen? We have that authority. That means we cannot be denied anymore. No more denial of access to God. There is nothing that can stop us, restrain us, resist us, keep us limited, because we have authority in God. The authority to cast out demons, the authority to operate in divine health, the authority to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, the authority to prosper. God gives us the power to prosper. Praise the Lord. All of that came because of Christmas. A also stands for acceptance. And A also stands for angelic assistance. God has sent to us angelic assistance. And God has received us as the accepted ones. And S stands for salvation. Aren't you glad that you're saved? That you are heaven bound and not hell bound? Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm saved. Say it again.
I am saved.
Because of Jesus, you are saved. He took your place. He exchanged places with us. He went to hell so that we should not go. Praise the Lord. I am saved. But the amazing thing about it all, you know, what excites me about it all is this, that when he went to hell, the Bible says, I died with him. I was buried with him. It means that I went to hell with him, but under his covering. And when I went, it meant that I cannot go back. Praise God. I already went with him, and I came out with him. I ascended with him. I'm seated with him, far above all principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's what Christmas is all about. It's not about goat meat and turkey meat and chicken and ham and all of that. It's not about iPads and big screen television. It's about me being saved. Hey, I'm saved. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mama is going to come at this time, and she's going to lead us in our time of prayer. As she comes, let us prepare our hearts for what God has to do and has done for us in these days, even in these last days. We are the chosen of God. Amen? Someone say, I'm chosen. That's the other C. It stands for Christ, but it also stands for chosen. Amen? Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Blessed Christmas.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's quickly pray. You just, everybody can stay in the service. It's Christmas. Service is not going to be that long, so you need to stay with your children and bless the Lord. Father, we thank you for all our wonderful parents, teachers, and children. We bless every single one of them in the name of Jesus. Those in the womb, those that are walking, those that are in seed form, those that are grown, or every child of God in this house, from the oldest to the youngest, we bless every single one of them. Lord, may your name be great in them. Write your name, write their name in your Lamb book of life, that they will never be erased in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that's already in this house. Thank you for the Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, knowledge and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive you into our hearts, into our ministry, into our church, our family, and our city and our nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Lord, remember me. Maranatha, come. Lord Jesus, come. Say it one more time. Lord, remember me. Maranatha, come. Lord Jesus, come. May he come for you and your household. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read, you may be seated. We're just going to read a quick scripture. And then we're going to pray. And Apostle, we come. Well, it's Christmas, so we read this and Isaiah 9, prophecy about Jesus, verse 6 to 10. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful." Everybody say Wonderful. "Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Say amen. "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth and even forevermore." Say amen. "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Somebody say amen. "The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it lighted upon Israel. And the people shall know, even Ephraim, and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stone. The sycamore are cut down, but we will change them and see the." But you just needed verse 1 about the prophecy, verse 1 to 8. Somebody shout hallelujah. Was Jesus born? Go to Luke chapter 2. So Christmas, when you read this, when you're home, you can read it with your family. You need to know the scripture while we are celebrating. That's the prophecy from prophesied before he was born. Chapter 2 of Luke, verse 7. You can read the whole thing. It tells you about who the mom and dad is, Joseph. Verse 7. "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in the swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." The prophecy was that a child would be born. Hallelujah. A son is given. And this child came. He said, "The zeal of the Lord will perform it." That's the Holy Ghost. And he did perform it. Somebody shout hallelujah. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. Are you all people? So this was not just for them, it's for every single one of us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I receive good news and good tidings. So Christmas time is not a sad time, it's good news. Expect good news. Say, I'm expecting good news. You say, for all people. As long as you're a human being, this is good news for you. Say amen. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Isaiah 9:10 say, a son shall be what? Given. A child will be born, and he was born. So this day it has been fulfilled forever and ever. Somebody shout hallelujah. The zeal of the Lord will perform it. Whatever God has promised you, his zeal and his spirit is going to bring it to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass for me and my household. If that's your confession, say amen. Okay, just going to quickly read it, and then you need to finish reading all of it. I'll read a little bit, and then the rest of the whole chapter you can read at home. Verse 12, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. How many of you know many children are born in a day? But there's going to be a specific one. Somebody shout hallelujah. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Somebody say amen. It's peace and goodwill for me and my household. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. Christmas time, the heavens are open, and their heavenly host saying, glory to God in the highest. That word has not died. It's still going on for eternity. Somebody shout hallelujah. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all day that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherd returned glorifying God and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. I'm just going to read up to verse 22. You can finish the whole thing on your own. Verse 21. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus. Somebody call his name. Which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem and present him to the Lord. May God receive you and your family. In Jesus' name. His name is Jesus, but he has many names more than Jesus. What did we read in Isaiah? One of his names is what? Wonderful. What is the other name? Counselor. What is his other name? Mighty God. What is his other name? Prince of Peace. Somebody shout hallelujah. So he has many names. Any of the name you call, he will show up in your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. His name, he was named before he was born. Every name that God has given you, your parents give you, you're named. The Spirit of the Lord led them to give you that name. May your name, if it was not blessed, may it be blessed from today on. In the name of Jesus. So it doesn't matter what they name you. Don't take the meaning of the world. The Lord's hand be upon your life. And may your name be blessed from this day on. Amen. Let us pray quickly. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you that Jesus is born for us. We thank you, God, that you have given us your holy Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who's no longer a baby, but a grown man, a full-grown Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost, who's coming to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you for this wonderful gift, for loving us and giving us everything. When we have Jesus, we have everything. For all power in heaven and earth is given unto him. He's made the heir of all things, and you've made us joint heirs with him. We receive the gift of Jesus. And we thank you that Emmanuel, Jesus, is with us. Jesus, our Savior, for he shall save his people. Save every member of our family. Save our household. Save our nation. Save your people, Lord. Save your divine. Save Israel. Save all Israel shall be saved. According to your word, the zeal of the Lord will perform this. Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you for Brother Paul Marin and all the ushers and greeters in this church. We bless him and his family. We bless Sister Sandra Moran and her family. We bless Pastor Danny and Sister Adura Molala and family. We bless every family in this house. Father, bless these families. Make them great. Prosper them. Heal, restore, and strengthen their lives. In the name of Jesus, bless all the nations. Bless Israel. Bless Canada. Bless Nigeria. United States of America. Sioux Valley, Dakota, First Nation, the nation of Haiti, and all First Nations of the earth. Remember your everlasting covenant to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our fathers. Remember them and remember the nation of Israel and remember all these nations. Peace within her walls. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Minister your grace to the whole nation. In Jesus' name, we receive the same blessing for Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Haiti, and Sioux Valley, First Dakota Nation. Lord, we bless the city of Winnipeg, province of Manitoba, our chief of police, fire chief, civic leaders. We bless all our leaders and everyone who works in this land and every resident of this nation and these provinces and our city. They are all your children. Light your fire again then. In the name of Jesus, we bless Glory and Peace Church. We bless Apostle Mike, Pastor Maria Efezino, and all our families, all our sons and our daughters, grandchildren, and their spouses. Till Jesus come, biological and spiritual, they are blessed and highly favored. Bless Call to Victory, Mike Zeno Ministries, and every ministries we are attached to, they are blessed and highly favored. Bless Maurice Cerullo World Evangelism, World Legacy Center, and World Outreach. Bless Papa and Mama Cerullo and their family. Thank you for giving him a miracle. For what cannot be cured by man, you cured him. We give you praise. Bless him and his family. And all those that are connected to him, that have served him. Bless him in Jesus' name. Bless Christ for all nations. Evangelist Ryan Bucky and his family. Bless the ministry you've given to him. And the legacy you have raised. Let it not be spoiled, but let it continue. In the name of Jesus, bless Dr. Phyllis Odaibo and his family and his medical profession. Minister your grace to him and his household. Thank you for his life and his entire family. Bless Covenant Aluminum and Glass, Brother Andrew and Sister Loretta Louis and family. Strengthen them and bless them. Cause them to walk more in your divine grace. Bless their business and bless their family. Bless every family of Glory and Peace Church. Bless this ministry, Apostle and myself, and let this ministry continue to flourish. Bless those who are helping and connected to us. Bless those in Toronto, Minister Dean and Colette Stewart, and their family. Bless all those who are serving in this house, who have served faithfully, Lord. Jehovah God, you see. The God who sees, reward them. In the name of Jesus. Even the young ones have been so faithful. Even our young Lindsay here, week after week she's here. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Bless every family. You see, O God. Jehovah who sees, bless your people. Strengthen them. Every server in this house, they serve you, the living God. They are sons and daughters who serve you. Lord, we thank you for them helping to uphold and hold our hands up to continue with your work. As we get into this brand new year, go before and behind us. All the new territories, even the nations are open. We've not even closed this. New doors are already opening. The call is coming forth. Lord, provide all the finance for the mission, all the money for the mission. In the name of Jesus, everywhere we are behind, let us catch up. In the name of Jesus, that we will not be behind in 2017. We will have more than enough. In the name of Jesus, everything owed us will be paid in arrears and even more. You are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you and those who serve you 100% in this world and the one to come. It's your guaranteed word. We take that word and we receive from you, living God. Families that need help, help them this season. In the name of Jesus, season to favor them, to favor Zion has come. We receive the word of the Lord. Bless our time together. And as we join our families, celebrating, eating, and reminiscing, may there be no fight, but may there be rejoicing. We forgive all those who hurt us, and we receive forgiveness for all those we have hurt. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. See you.
Just try.
That's mine. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to share something with you that you may be hearing for the first time, but those who are listening in Toronto, this will be familiar to them because I did share from this passage of Scripture, or this set of passage of Scriptures, with them Sunday last. And but I had a very strong sense that I needed to share it with us here today. I'm not going to be able to do as detailed a work on it this morning because of time constraints. However, the principles that we need to receive, acknowledge, and work with are very present. And hopefully I'll be able to communicate that in the next few minutes with us. Praise the Lord. I'd like to start out by reading from the book of Matthew, the fourth chapter, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 16. Matthew 4, 16. It says, "The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." This is a very strong statement, because it's a statement that declares that change has come, that the status quo has been reversed. God saying that the people who sat in darkness, why did they sit in darkness? Because they've been trying for the longest time to get out of darkness, and they have been wearied by their efforts that have produced nothing. And so they had to just sit down. You know, when you've tried and you've tried and you've tried and you've tried and you've tried everything you know how to try, you just lay yourself down and just say, that's it. I don't know what to do anymore. But God says that these people that are now sitting in darkness, that they saw great light. There is hope. Somebody say hope. There is hope in God. It says, and then the people that sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. They were in the shadow of death. Now light has sprung up for them. We see two things at play here. Darkness and light. One of the key factors about this particular season for us is the fact that God takes us from darkness to light. But we need to understand what darkness is. What is darkness? And what is light? From the perspective of God. That's partly what I want to look at today. But before I go there, I want to talk about one of the factors, one of the reasons why Jesus, our Lord, came. The Bible says in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1 and verse 71, it says this, it says that we should be saved. Jesus came that we should be saved, not just from sin. He says saved from our enemies. Look at that. That we should be saved from what? Our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us. Jesus came to deliver me from every enemy and from those that hate me. Came to deliver you from every enemy and those that hate you. You see, when your enemy comes into your life and those that hate you surround you, you are in a state of darkness. Because you are discouraged, because they surround you and they encompass you on every side and you don't know what to do. But God is gracious to us, and he says to us that he has come to save us from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Someone say, all. All that hate us. Whoever it is that hates you, Jesus came to deliver you from the haters. Jesus came to deliver you from everything that is an enemy to you. Whether it be poverty or sickness or disease, confusion, whatever it is that's standing in your way, that's resistant to the purposes of God for your life, Jesus came to save you from that thing. And it says in verse 74 of Luke chapter 1, it says that he will grant to us that we've been delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear. Wow. So if we are surrounded by enemies, the word of God is very clear. It says we cannot serve God faithfully. And we need deliverance so that we can serve God without fear. Hallelujah. The word of God says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And God calls you and I to victory in Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. When you are surrounded by the enemy, you can't do much. You're restrained. When you're living in fear, you're living in the dark. People in fear always are hiding. But God doesn't want you and I to hide. He wants us to shine brightly. Amen? In fact, the word of God says that we are the light of this world. Just like he is the light, so also are we. Praise God. In John chapter 1 and verse 5. John chapter 1 and verse 5. I need you to help me there. John 1 and verse 5. Hear the word of God. It says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot encompass it, cannot restrain it, cannot stop it. The light of God in you is causing you to break through every barrier. Hallelujah. Jesus came to make certain that you and I are not limited anymore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then the word of God says in John 3 and verse 19, and this is very crucial for us to assimilate this morning. John 3:19, it says, this is the condemnation. This is what condemnation is. That light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. When we embrace that which is evil, we will always want to stay in darkness. And God says, that will become your condemnation. But there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Because they do not walk after the what? After the flesh, but after the spirit. So, to walk in darkness, to live in darkness, means you are walking in the flesh. You are carnal in your mind. Is somebody listening? When you have a carnal mind, you walk in darkness. And therefore there will be condemnation to you. But if you walk in the light, there's no condemnation. But this is a condemnation that light, the walk, the ability to walk in the spirit, has come to us to walk in the word. Why? Because the word of God has been made manifest to you and I. We know what the word of God says. The issue is that we are not obedient to the word of God. And God calls every one of us to come to that place of obedience. I've come to find out that the issue with us as people is not that we don't know what the word of God says, is that we are not willing to obey what the word of God says. We rather walk in the flesh rather than walk in the spirit. Somebody pushes your button, you flare up, walking in the flesh, rather than walk in the spirit, which is to walk in love. It's a decision that we must embrace if we want to walk in the light and not under condemnation. Amen? Hallelujah. And look at what the word of God says in John chapter 8 and verse 12. John 8 and verse 12. Jesus says to us, he says, then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. If we follow him, we will not walk in darkness, but we shall have the light of life. Wow. Do you know the word of God says Jesus is the one who lights everyone that comes into the earth? Hallelujah. So, if he is the one who lights everyone that is born, what does that mean? But shall have the light of life. It simply means this, that the ability for the light to shine has something to do with the decisions we make. You know, child of God, you know that Jesus, who is the power of God, lives inside of you, lives inside of me, that the Godhead lives inside of you and I. Yeah? Do we agree with that? So our issue is not praying, God, give me more power. Because all the power that there is already in us. Please hear what I'm saying. All the power there is already in us. The problem is that that power is being resisted by you and by me. The resistance that we put to the power of God causes the power of God not to be made manifest. If we take the light and we put it under a bushel, then it's not going to shine and cover every place. It will light whatever space you put it in. Is somebody listening? Are you sure? We together? If I take a lamp that will light this whole room up and I put it underneath a bucket, underneath that bucket will be very bright, but everywhere else will be dark. So it tells me something, that I have the ability to limit the power of God in my life. And that ability I must denounce. I must lay that down and receive what God has made available to me. And that light shines only when I'm willing to share it. Please hear this. It shines when I'm willing to do what? Share it. So if I am not sharing the light of God, I keep myself in darkness. Because then I'm walking in the flesh and I'm walking in fear. And Jesus came to deliver me from the enemies that caused me to live in fear. Praise the Lord. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me. Do we have any Jesus followers here? Then the Bible says that we will not walk in darkness. If we are following Jesus, we will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And that light of life is Jesus himself. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 12 and verse 35, if you may, come there with me. John 12, 35. Jesus, our Lord, says, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. This is crucial for us today, saints. He says, we have the light now. Make good use of it. We have the light now. We're called to make good use of it. We have the ability to preach the gospel now. Let's make good use of it. It's not when governments and the public begins to hone in and say, you cannot tell me that, you cannot this, you cannot that, that we try to start preaching the gospel. This is the time to preach the gospel. Amen? We've got the opportunity now to preach the gospel. Don't wait until you become a Russia or a China, where the gospel is being resisted and people are having to hide and have an underground church. No, while we have light, we must preach the gospel. We must do everything we can now. Not when we are old and unable to do anything, then we say, well, I love the Lord. No, if you love the Lord, do what you can now. While you have the strength, do what you can now. While you can, you still have your teeth and you're not gum and fins, preach the gospel now. Hallelujah. Not when you're all wrinkled and shaken, you know, that I want to preach the gospel. No, now. Somebody say now. While you have light, do it now. Tomorrow. Tomorrow I will. Tomorrow I this. Tomorrow that. Tomorrow I will give. No, now. Now. We've been saying tomorrow for the longest time. It's time to embrace the now. Amen? Praise the Lord. He says, lest darkness come upon you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness do what? Come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Now, we connected darkness with living in the flesh in a moment ago. So God's word is saying to us, while you are thriving in the things of the Spirit, make hay. Do everything that you can now. Don't wait until temptation comes. That's when you start. You know, so many of us, many times, we're waiting. And when things are good, we just take it easy. We forget that life continues. And then all of a sudden, when there's a problem, that's when we start fasting. That's when we start praying. That's when we start studying the Word of God. That's when we find the healing scriptures. What about doing the healing scriptures now? What about that? How do you think that the healing scriptures of the Word of God are going to work for you when you are in pain, your head is throbbing, and you're trying to, by the Spirit of Jesus, I'm healed. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my head. You're contradicting yourself then. But when you know the Word of God inside of you, that Word of God which is light drives away the sickness, so you don't get into the sickness in the first place. Is somebody listening? While you have the light, grow, prosper now. Pursue the things of God now. It's not when the trouble comes that you think you're going to do something good. No, it doesn't happen that way. It's not that easy. You live for God now while you can. Grow in the things of the Spirit now while you can. Give now when you can. Not when things are tight and then say, well, I got to break the backbone of poverty. Let me start giving now. You think it's that easy then? No, you give now. You do whatever it is that you need to do now with the ability God has given to you now. Because when darkness comes, you don't know where you're going. Verse 46. Listen to what verse 45 says. It says, I am come a light into the world. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not, what? Abide, sit in the dark. So we need to believe in him so that we don't stay in the dark. Praise the Lord. Now, look at Acts chapter 26 and verse 18. Acts 26 and verse 18. This is what the Word of God says. Paul says he was empowered to preach the gospel, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. Preaching the gospel to turn them from darkness to light, to open their eyes. Now, what is that? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:4, it says, the God of this world has blinded them. So, for their eyes to be opened, satanic forces had to be addressed, dealt with, so that their eyes are open and so that they can turn from darkness the darkness of the presence of darkness, but also the darkness of blindness. When you are blind, you're in the dark. You understand? It's the same. Close your eyes for a moment and pretend that you're blind. Is it dark? Of course. When you're blind to what God has for you, you're in the dark. We use it. I'm in the dark concerning this situation. I don't know what to do. I'm in the dark. Well, that means that you don't have revelation. But Jesus came to make certain that we have revelation, that we see clearly, so we can turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. So to be in the dark means to be under the power of Satan. Do you see it? It's a king. Power of Satan, darkness, light, God. That they may receive forgiveness of sins. Watch this. That they may receive the forgiveness of sins. Where? In the light. Because if you're in the dark, you cannot get forgiveness. Listen, this is a crucial truth that we need to receive into our spirit. As long as you are living in the world of darkness, forgiveness is not possible. You have to see him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4, it says, could you give me 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4 for a moment? See, watch this. I'm going to come back here. 1 Corinthians 4 and 4. Huh? Second, what did I say first? Oh, 2 Corinthians 4, 4, sorry. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You're blinded so that you don't hear and perceive the gospel. And this is really interesting, because let me look, take me from verse 3. Let me go from verse 3 to 5. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, because they are lost, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And the next verse. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Watch that. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. That is the glory that we all lost when we sin. That glory may be made manifest in the face of Jesus Christ. So you and I need to see Jesus. And when we see Jesus, we are changed into the same image. When you are in darkness, you're living in the realm of unforgiveness. And as long as you are living in unforgiveness, living in darkness, living in evil, you cannot receive the forgiveness of God. But when you acknowledge who Jesus is and you ask for forgiveness, that's when forgiveness takes place. It doesn't take place here. God does not forgive people who are living in the world of darkness without seeing who Jesus is and what Jesus came to do. Are you hearing this? Forgiveness is possible only in the light. Somebody asked me the other day, said, what about that thief? You know, the two thieves that were on the cross. You know, how did the guy get forgiveness? I said, he got forgiveness because he saw Jesus for who he is. And he said, don't forget me. And so he received forgiveness. But the other guy who did not see Jesus for who he is, acknowledge him for who he truly is, remained in darkness and went to hell. That's the way it is. Amen? So, for people to receive forgiveness, they have to see Jesus. We have to point them to Jesus. And he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Amen? Acts 26 and verse 18 again. Acts 26, 18. My time is fast going. It says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 9. Real quick. 1 John 2, 9. Hear what the word of God says. He that saith that is in the light, if you say that you're in the light, and hateth his brother, is in what? In darkness. So, if you are living your life hating, the word of God says, you're in darkness. Give me verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him, if you love your brother. 11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath done what? Blinded his eyes. The darkness had what? Blinded his eyes. 2 Corinthians 4. The God of this world blinded. So, when God talks about darkness, he's saying Satan. Are you with me? The people that sat with Satan have now seen a great light. Amen. We were once in the camp of Satan, but now we are translated into the kingdom of his dear son. That's why Jesus came. Amen. That we stop being haters. That we walk in love. The word hate must never come out of your mouth when it comes to people. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves you. If you want to abide in darkness and walk in darkness, which means that you are not following Jesus, because you cannot hate your brother and be following Jesus. Look at the next verse. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his what? Namesake. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let me just look real quickly at let's look at Romans 13. Romans 13:12. The word of God says we need to cast off the works of darkness. It says the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of what? Of darkness. Let us cast off the works of carnality. Let us cast off the works of Satan. And let us put on the armor of light. Put on the whole armor of God. The armor of light is the armor of God. It is that which protects you from everything that the enemy is operating and trying to accomplish. You have the armor of light. Somebody shout hallelujah. And let's look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. Ephesians 5 and 8. It says, for you were sometimes what? What did it say? You were sometimes darkness. Wait a minute. We just said darkness has to do with carnality. And we just said darkness has to do with who? Satan. So, the Bible says, for you were sometimes what? Satan. You are sometimes your own devil. Hallelujah. You know, this is it. Sometimes when you're casting out the devil, you might be just casting yourself out. I rebuke you, devil. You're rebuking yourself. But you were sometimes that. But now are ye what? Light. You are now what? Light. You are now what?
Light.
Someone say, I am light. In the Lord. Hallelujah. I am light in the Lord. He says, walk as children of what? Light. But light is God. Just like darkness is Satan, light is God. And so when God says, you are the light of the world, he's saying, listen, the devil is no longer the God of this world. You now have become the God of this world. Be God here. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't know if I'm communicating. This is what Jesus, our Lord, came to do for us. He came to make sure that we become the light in this world. And light is God. Praise the Lord. For you are sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. You are now God in the Lord. Praise God. In him. Therefore walk as children of what? Light. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 11. Ephesians 5:11. It says, and because you are that, it says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. The unfruitful works of the flesh. The unfruitful works of Satan. But rather, reprove them, reject them, rebuke them, denounce them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Now the Bible tells us about two kinds of darkness. It talks about outer darkness. In talking about outer darkness, it tells us in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30, it tells us about a man. Let me. How do I put this? Okay. A king invited a group of his so-called friends, wealthy people, to come to his son's wedding. And they all had their excuses. I'm busy. I'm going camping. I have a new business proposal that I have to deal with, and so on and so forth. So he sent message to another group of people, another tier of friends. And they too will not come. They had their excuses. So finally, he sent his servant and said, just go down the byways and the highways, grab whoever it is that you need to grab, bring them. The feast is ready, everything is in place, but we have to have guests. So they go out there and they grab all these people, they bring them in, and he comes out after everybody's all settled, and he comes out and he sees that everyone there had their wedding garment on. But there was one man in there that didn't have the right garment. And he says, how dare you come here without putting on the right clothes? And he says, take him out and throw him out into outer darkness. Wow. 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 Throw him out into outer darkness. Matthew 22:13. Throw him out into outer darkness. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the interesting thing about this is this. The guy came. He was invited. He came. The others didn't come. He came. But now he's been thrown out into outer darkness because he has the wrong clothes on. The question then is this. What clothes was he supposed to have? It says wedding garment. But what is that garment? For us, it is the righteousness that is given by Christ Jesus himself. If you try to come to God on the basis of your own righteousness, you're going to end up in outer darkness because all that you have is filthy rags. No matter how good you are, it's all filthy rags. Nothing that you do makes you qualified outside of Jesus and what Jesus has done. In fact, the Bible says that you need to die. It says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So even your faith is not what works. It is the faith of Jesus. Amen? And if you try to come to God with your own faith, you're going to end up in outer darkness because you are operating in the flesh. I don't care how long you prayed. I don't care how long you fasted. And sometimes all of our prayers and our fasting and our studying and our principles and everything is founded in flesh. Carnality. If I do this, then this is going on. Even your giving can be all carnal. And everything that you do must be based and founded in love and founded in the grace to give. Listen, to be a blessing to others. If you're trying to make money and you're trying to prosper so that you can buy more cars, more houses, you're in darkness. God doesn't mind that you have cars and houses and all of that, but you must start with the foundation of being a blessing in making possible for people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then every other thing shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Do we get that? Out of darkness, the man who was given talents, 5, 2, and 1. And one went and hid it. And the reason he hid it was because he thought that his master was an austere man who tried to reap where he didn't sow. And Jesus said, throw him out into outer darkness. When you hide the gifts of God that God has given to you, you end up in outer darkness. In other words, God is saying, when you are trying to live in your own righteousness, you are of Satan. When you are trying to hide the giftings and abilities that God has given to you and not making certain that it blesses everyone, you are of Satan. When you are not building together with God, you are of Satan. You're in the dark. Now, in Matthew 6, the Bible talks to us about inner darkness. Let me start reading from verse 19 and we'll be done in just a moment. It says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. Next verse. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust dot corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Next. For where your treasure is, there will your what? Heart be also. So if your treasure is connected to your heart and your heart is focused on the earth, it will be stolen. Your heart can be stolen. Your treasures can be stolen. Your heart can be turned away from God so that you do not abide with God. And you know that you are that when things are not going the way you would like them to be and you think, by working harder, I'm going to make it. It is not working harder that makes you blessed. It's working blessed that makes you blessed. Because the blessing comes from above. Amen? So when you're struggling with things, don't figure out, how can I work harder? Figure out, how can the light... Let me put it this way. When light shines, do you think light is working hard? No? Light doesn't work hard. It just Just is. So why do you think it is working harder that's going to make you succeed in life? No, the Word of God says meditate on the Word of God. And the Word of God is light. And that is how you're going to make your way prosperous, by meditating on the Word of God. Next verse. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And next. But if an eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of what? Darkness. Now, when you read those two verses, this is what normally we think. If you focus, your body will be filled with light. But this is an idiom that will be very clearly understood by the Jew reading the scriptures. Because when it talks about your eye being single, it's really talking about you being a giver. You're single, your eye single is being a giver. Your eye being evil means that you are a grabber. You don't give. He says when that happens, it's not very clear in the English, but that's the idiom. Huh? Like it's raining cats and dogs or whatever. Have you ever seen cats? It's raining cats. Okay, so if I said that it's raining cats and dogs, 1,000 years from now, you say, "Wow, those people! There used to be a time, you know, in the 1900s and the 2000s, where cats were just dropping from the heavens." Will it be true? No. It just means it's lots of rain. Same thing. Okay. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Listen to this part here. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, if therefore whatever it is that you're given is not godly, he says, how great is that darkness? So when God says to us that he's taking us from darkness into light, he's also saying to us, I'm taking you from the place of me, myself, and I to a place where you give of yourself and you're a blessing. Amen? I think I will stop there because I hear somebody saying, my turkey. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I trust that this morning that you heard something that caught your attention and that you recognize that God came to take us from darkness to light. May we walk as children of the light. Amen. Merry Christmas.